Dr. Bottoms, Board of Trustees, Alumni Association Board of Directors, honored guests, and reunion classes, especially the great class of 1956. I am humbled and proud to be your speaker. Is that me? I apologize. This speech would be a piece of cake if I had an hour or so and was sitting on the edge of a desk with a glass of wine. But to do this in 5 minutes with a tight script and a glass of water is going to be a real challenge. I am quietly passionate about a number of things, and high on that list are this class and this university. So if I get choked up or a little teary, bear with me. Just don't take it off my time. To make sure we get to the end of the speech, I'm going to give you the last word right now. To nobody's surprise, that word is DePaul. And class, I may need your help at that point in time, so be present and be prepared to assist. With nostalgic pride, let's take a little short walk down memory lane as I try to describe our DePaul experience. The saga began in 1952 when some 650 freshmen arrived in Greencastle. A few of us were mature and streetwise, but most of us were naive, eager, and full of youthful confidence. During our time on campus, we had many great professors, and even a couple of strange ones. But who can forget Dr. Cook, Dr. Voltmer, Dr. Jomey, and Dr. Crandall? I'm sure you each have your own list. They were part of a lasting DePaul experience that encouraged us to follow Dr. Pence's famous phrase, "This is too good not to be better." We had excellent administrators who interacted with our class. Willard Umbright recruited most of us. And if you recall, he knew your mother's maiden name and where your dad worked after meeting you only once. Dr. Humbert was a prince of a man and a friend to our class, and one of the last Methodist ministers to lead DePaul. On this reunion weekend, we are honored to stay in the dorm named in his memory. Then there was Dean Farber, a fine gentleman then and now, whose presence we welcome. Many men in our class would not have been at DePaul without a man and a family named Rector. And I dare say, many would not be present in this audience or on the stage for the same reason. The tuition our freshman semester was $225 a semester. And it was at the rate of $1,800. And that was for the 4 years. That was a lot of money in 1952, and a rector was very valuable for those who had one. Today, that four-year stipend would get you about 15 days October next fall. You may remember that our class had the second female rector scholar in the history of DePaul. And she came by it the old-fashioned way. She earned it. While DePaul athletics may not have been nationally rated, our class had some very fine student athletes. Our guys, and then it was only guys, did quite well in their conference in all sports and even competed against some Big Ten teams. And who can forget the DePaul win over Wabash our senior year? The only win against the Cavemen that we would see in our 4 years. And who kicked the winning field goal? A 56er. It should be noted also that our class has 3 members in the DePaul Athletic Hall of Fame, including one of the very early inductees. One of the better athletes in our class never won a letter, never competed for DePaul, and never won a conference championship. But she did have a fine professional tennis career. Activities were a big part of the DePaul experience in the 50s, with numerous opportunities for our small student body. Our class was not timid, and members were active participants in virtually every group on campus. The acknowledgement of success was selection into Gold Key and Mortarboard, and the highest honor was receiving the Walker Cup. Guess what? Another female. With women as a top scholar, a top athlete, and a top everything, the class of 1956 might have been an honorary member of NOW, but that wasn't founded until 10 years after we graduated. Career-wise, we don't have a presidential candidate or an astronaut, at least not yet. However, for 50 years, this class has been and is amazing in its success. We have executives at all levels of many companies, large and small, and we have entrepreneurs, small, male and female. Our class has an unusually high number in the medical profession, where they are leaders in their field while caring for their patients and serving society. Several have spearheaded the new wellness center at DePaul. We have successful lawyers, bankers, and even a few politicians. We have journalists, artists, and people on presidential staffs. We have engineers and scientists who probably helped that astronaut we didn't have come home safely. Many of our class have patents and have been published. A few became authors, with one receiving the prestigious Newbery Award. I guess we are like BASF. Our class just made good things a whole lot better. You know, that almost sounds like Dr. Pence. We were a class between wars, but that didn't mean we didn't serve by virtue of draft, enlistment, OCS, or ROTC. Many gave Uncle Sam a few years of their lives, and several made a partial or total career in the armed services. One became the highest ranking officer in the Air Force, coming from a ROTC program. This class has had many children attend DePaul. Note, I didn't say we sent our children to DePaul. Yes, we paid the bills, but they came here because they wanted to. They had heard you and your spouse talk about DePaul, about your experiences, about your friends, and you probably didn't even know they were listening. So the DePaul experience lives on. Many in our class found their first love at DePaul, some their second, or even their third. Quite a few of our class married another DePaul student. And guess what? A large percentage of those marriages are still going strong. This is truly an ongoing DePaul experience. In the 50s, some college careers, by design, only lasted 1 or 2 years, especially for girls. At that time, most universities offered, but did not strongly promote, careers for women, unless it was teaching or nursing, then and now, noble professions. As a result, we graduated 340 of our 650, but by comparison, the class of 2006 graduated 607 starting with well less than 700. The DePauw experience is changing. Of our freshman class, we have lost 76 who are sorely missed. But that's an 88% surviving rate for our original class. And that is remarkable at the age of 72. An outstanding fact is that a significant portion of our freshman class who did not graduate from DePauw have remained supporters of our class and of this university, and many are here today. The DePauw experience is strong. You will soon see your achievement in the financial support of DePauw, where you have established an all-time record for a 50-year reunion class. Well over 62% of you gave to the annual fund. Three members of our class helped make that possible by providing matching funds. This class has also set attendance records at every reunion since our 25th, and did so again this year. These responses support your entering song for being number one. So the DePauw experience promotes loyalty. This class, like many, has been extremely involved in local, state, and national community service and volunteer activities. I can't tell you how impressed I was to see the bios and resumes of so many of our classmates as we screened for the Community Service Award. We have had many in our class on various alumni-related boards at DePauw, and three have received alumni citations. Two classmates served several years on the University Board of Trustees. The DePauw experience gives back. The bottom line is that in spite of distractions, we learned how to think, how to believe in ourselves, and how to care for others. I hope we can pass that along to our grandchildren. DePauw is much more than brick and mortar. It's more than outstanding professors. It's more than strong administrators. It's more than the athletic program, and it's more than the campus activities and the living units. All are very important in their own right. But in fact, it is all of these things put together with a unique student, which creates the intangible DePauw experience. May it never end. Thank you for this opportunity to talk about you, your accomplishments, and about the great number one class. And finally, from all of us, that last word, thank you, DePauw.